programme sur on your computer. You can try it. You can make it.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
What? It doesn't work.
With me.
Okay, this cucumber's not doing too well so far. Yeah?
I think the other end, huh? Which end? You used to begin?
No.
So what's your favorite fruit or vegetable to play here? Because there's cabbage, there's carrots, there's capsicum, there's a pumpkin, and there's a large watermelon.
It's a very difficult time of year, to be honest. It's much, obviously, easier to play in the autumn.
Okay, or to have in-season fruit and vegetables
I mean, like, these are some of last season's carrots.
Yeah.
But the lady at the market said, you know, she grew them 70 kilometers north of Vilnius. You know, they're her own carrots.
Yeah.
And they still sound pretty good. And to be honest, the carrot is the most multifunctional vegetable, because you can use it as a flute, you can use it as a drumstick, you can make
what makes a good carrot to shape it into an instrument?
Well, I mean, it depends what you're looking for. If you want to make a flute, actually, it's easier to make them out of carrots that aren't too big.
Yeah.
But, you know, a drumstick or a xylophone, you need a bigger, maybe older carrot. So, yeah, they must be fresh, you know. One day they're okay, second day it's not so good, and then afterwards, you know, you need to make a new instrument.
So carrots as crunchy as possible.
Yeah, crunchy, definitely crunchy. If they're more like, you know, when they start to droop, this is no way you're going to make any noise out of it.
And wherever you play, you know, in Europe or around the world, what has been perhaps the most unusual fruit or vegetable that you've played with?
The one that sticks in my mind is, we went to a festival in Ukraine last year, and we got the vegetables from the village around where the festival was, and these old ladies from the village, they had these enormous cabbage ki, they call that. I don't know even what it is in English. I guess it's some kind of like big courgette. But
okay.
they were huge, and they made an incredible noise, like a real like a sort of real mountain horn. And yeah, that was cool. But and the same festival, Diana was playing on the kind of sweet corn plant.
Yeah.
So blowing the leaves and shaking the plant, so made a kind of intimate kind of noise and a bit of a louder one. So yeah, anything that we're not very, you know, we haven't toured globally yet, so we don't have a whole, you know, we haven't tried everything.
Okay, and tonight, with what vegetables and fruit that you do have, what sort of what's going to be the repertoire tonight?
Well, we're a cover band.
Yeah.
We're called Paprika Laba, and we play only cover songs of a band from Ukraine called Perka Laba. And the idea was that bands from Eastern Europe, it's not so easy for them to become as well known as they should. And like, we really love this band, and they were coming to Warsaw once, so we thought we have to give them a present. And what can we do for them? So we thought, okay, well, we're going to play some of their songs on vegetables. And they were quite surprised, of course, when they arrived. And we said, look, you know, we're going to be your support, and we're going to play on vegetables. But they were very generous, spirited people. So they said, okay, great, you know, can we join in? And so they sang with us. So at the moment, we have a three-song repertoire, and we just change it slightly to fit the requirements, you know. Because the idea is it's not a band. Anyone who wants to can join in. We're trying to kind of, you know, undermine the divide between those who can and those who can't in music. And so we just, like, try to kind of do these songs and change them a little bit. And
vegetables are a pretty accessible instrument.
Yeah, always accessible. I mean, you always have to make them. But it's good fun also to make them, for people to make them. And some people, you know, invent new vegetables and new instruments, new sounds, so... Yeah, so the song.
Great, looking forward to hearing it tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Cheers, thanks.